Welcome back to the voice of the private sector and the second hour of Brian Bushlack's Business Briefing, only on FM News 101. Okay, back for hour number two of Business Briefing across Puget Sound and the Portland market. Glad you could join us. If you missed the first hour of our show, head to our websites, and we have options for those of you across Puget Sound. Visit mynorthwest.com, pick up the podcast there, and those of you in Portland, Vancouver, our flagship station, KXL.com, 101 FM, they've got the website for you. And the Portland market, this hour, stay tuned, we'll talk. They've got the podcast for those of you in the Portland, Vancouver market. Now, stay tuned with us through the entire hour here. Quick preview, just moments away from our sit-down interview with Patrick Stone, the president and CEO of Williston Financial Group and WFG National Title. Some great insight on the economy and what Pat expects in the year ahead. Remember, he's the guy that predicted 2015 on this show, what, three, 4 years ago? We were like, wow, Pat, we got to wait till 2015? Well, sure enough, he was right once again. And sure enough, that's the prediction still from Pat Stone. We'll talk to him coming up here in just a little bit. Also, Patrick Palmer from RPM Mortgage joins us to talk about their big rollout of some jumbo financing. Particular interest for those of you across Puget Sound. Our number, I guess, one and a half will wrap up with 2 Minute Mobile. Those of you out there who need to take your website mobile, we got you covered. Stick around for that. Okay, first though, without further ado, I had the opportunity to sit down with the president and CEO of Williston Financial Group and WFG National Title, Pat Stone, with some great insight on the year ahead and how he expects things will play out. Well, Pat, happy new year, and the economic outlook for 2014 appears to be brightening quite a bit. Let's talk about that GDP rising, job looking strong, and the consensus for growth I'm seeing 3%, which isn't a huge number, but we'll take it.
I think things are improving, Brian. And by the way, happy new year to you also. And the consensus for growth, I think, is still a bit mixed. If you go back and look at historical projections, people considered to be experts and the FOMC have probably, that's the Federal Open Market Committee, have missed growth projections by an average of about 1% annually over time. So, you know, projections are projections. I do think the economy steadily improves. I do think we saw maybe a overly large growth number in Q3 revised because of inventory growth. I do think that there will be a little bit of a hiccup in Q4 because of the government shutdown. Personally, I'm subscribing to the 2.5 to 3.5% range, starting closer to 2.5 and moving up towards 3.5 by year end. Two things are going to play into it, Brian, that are very positive and make me optimistic. One, there has been a drag on the economy for a long time of government spending, and then also the tax increases last year when some of the Bush tax cuts were rolled back. Government spending and that albeit it's not really a tax increase, that tax revision, those things will abate and won't have as much impact on the economy this year. And then you are going to see continued improvement in new home construction, residential construction, and the investment component of the economy. So yeah, 3% is 3% is sort of a consensus estimate. It'll start below that and probably end up a little higher than that.
And one thing we enter this year, it looks like, at least for the time being, things in Washington, D.C. seem to be more stable, shall we say, than they were last year. I don't want to paint too rosy of a picture, but for the time being, things at least look collegial, if you will.
This is really fascinating to watch. You know, and what's going on here is that a lot of people are up for midterm elections, re-election, and consequently, they're all assessing how strident to be. They're all trying to assess what sort of behavior will alienate more people. I think you'll see a genuine attempt on the part of a lot of politicians to take a position that appears to be, if not conciliatory, at least cooperative. I do not think you'll see the government shut down again. I don't think you'll see them do something foolish that alienates a lot of people or gives the opposing party a rallying cry or something to beat the drum over. So it'll probably be a non-event year in Washington.
Closer to home, speaking of politics, the Boeing machinists approved that contract. There's been some controversy on that. We'll see how that plays out. But obviously, this is huge, not only across Puget Sound, but in the Portland market as well. There's 1,500 jobs in the Portland market that rely on Boeing, not to mention the suppliers. This is huge for the entire region for the next decade and probably beyond.
I totally agree. You know, the impact of the potential relocation of the construction out of Seattle or out of the Northwest, the impact of that would have been profound on a lot of levels. And I think there was a lot of anxiety over it. I do believe it did that it impacted the real estate market because of consumer confidence in the Seattle area, particularly towards the end of the year and through December. It'll be interesting to see how it plays out, but I think it gave a level of increased optimism to people in the Northwest.
On a broader scale, 10-year note hovering right around 3% right now. Economy strengthening, obviously rates have come back up a little bit. This is a good sign for the economy. I know it's pushed mortgage rates up as well a little bit, but what's your read on that? Will we stay right around that mark, or is it going to float up a little higher?
Well, here's sort of a general rule of thumb, Brian, and there are no set rules, as you know, but historically, the 10-year note has been about 2%. If you took away inflation, it would be at about 2%. So inflation right now, depending on what gauge you use, is running 0.9 to 1.2%. So the 10-year note should be trading between 2.9 to 3.2% on a historical average basis. My gut, the way I look at it, is I think it's about 20 basis points low. It should be at about 3.2%. It's trading at about 3% right now. It will probably trend up gradually, maybe a quarter point as the Fed does the taper and lessens bond buying throughout the year. So I do not see any big spike in it, and consequently, I don't see any big spike in mortgage rates. Mortgage rates typically trade, and again, this for the audience here, these are wide ranges, but historically, it's been very hard to get more precise. Mortgage rates typically trade 1.5 to 2 points above the 10-year bond. So if the 10-year bond's trading at 3.2, that would make mortgage rates somewhere about 4.7 to 5.2, and I think that's what you're going to see next year.
And still a great rate. Talk to you more about rates here in our next segment next week. But the stock market seems to be okay. I mean, we had a lot of talk about, you know, people thinking it was overvalued, but it continues to plug along just fine, and there doesn't seem to be a lot of hiccups there.
Well, Brian, you know, the if you step back and look at the economic recovery from a financial crisis, which historically takes about 7 years, so we're 7 years out now, and you and I have talked about that before. If you look at the recovery and you look at what has happened in the United States, which, by the way, has recovered significantly more than either Europe or Japan or any entity that practiced austerity versus stimulus. So the United States has recovered better than anybody else. And if you look at that, the benefit of having stimulus has been that asset prices go up. Two classes of asset prices have really performed well, especially in the last year. One is securities, stocks, and the other one's homes. And that's just the way it works. And I think we've seen a lot of that benefit. Now, I think that a lot of that benefit will be absent, or the impact of that stimulus will be much less in 2014 than 2013. You're going back to a market that'll be judged more on earnings and performance. It's probably close to fairly valued. That's hard to say. But I do think one area that excites me personally is that I do think the financial services, especially banks, will do well this year because the economy is recovering. The banks have recovered. So I think you'll see some segment moves. But I think I don't think the stock market will perform in 2014 like it did in 2013.
Pat Stone joining us here on Business Briefing. Real quick before we hit the break, our big commercial real estate event coming up in the Portland market here in a couple weeks. Let's talk commercial real estate. Seattle absolutely booming. Obviously, Amazon, South Lake Union going crazy. Portland not far behind.
Portland always trails Seattle. Seattle's a larger market with more economic activity, but Portland is doing very well, and I think the next year will be a very, very good year for Portland and the Northwest as a whole.
And again, our thanks to Patrick Stone, the president and CEO of Williston Financial Group and WFG National Title. If you'd like to learn more, great company, the best resource for consumers and those of you in the profession, visit WFGNationalTitle.com to learn more and find an office near you. Again, our thanks to Pat Stone. Great insight from him. And when we come back, We'll talk about the mortgage market and a major rollout of jumbo product, particularly of interest for those of you in high-value areas across Puget Sound. Stay tuned.